The population explosion supposedly fizzled a few years ago, but not entirely. The worldwide population is continuing to grow, but at a slower pace. In a series of recent reports on population, experts predict the number of people on this planet will level off at 9.3 billion by the year 2050. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The world's fertility is half what it was in 1950, ranging from a high of 8 children being born to the average woman in sub-Saharan Niger to 1.2 children in Poland. Carl Halb, a senior demographer at the Population Reference Bureau, which just released a report on global trends in population, told reporters that the population explosion could reignite if the growth in developing countries continues. But he also expects fertility in those countries to drop.
Why? Well, it did everywhere else. And basically, as countries urbanize, modernize, that type of thing, whatever words you want to use, the birth rate does tend to come down.
Well, actually, the biggest population growth in recorded history, the baby boom, was preceded by predictions of a decline. So when reporters asked him how many children people should think of having...
2 children, let's say. What does 2 children do? 2 children gives you a stable population size sometime in the future. It doesn't get any bigger. It doesn't get any smaller. So you won't have to keep retraining teachers, firing teachers if you had a baby bust, and rehiring the teachers. So 2 gives you stability.
As it is, however, Japan, Thailand, and many European countries have already fallen below that threshold. The lowest rates, 1.2 to 1.3 children per woman, are in Poland, Spain, and Italy. A phenomenon many didn't notice, Halb says, until it happened in the land of the Vatican.
Apparently, about two-thirds of Italian males aged 25 to 29 live at home with their parents. There was a story about the newspapers about 2 years ago. Parents told this young man, you know, you have to move out. He said, you can't do that, you have to support me. And he sued them, and apparently he lost. And all that little story does is bring out is the fact that in Italy, it's not so okay to have a child outside of wedlock. You pretty much have to set up a household, get married, and then have children. And due to the state of the economy, and I think also perhaps preferences of youth, for things other than family responsibility, perhaps, they don't do that until their 30s. So the birth rate in Italy remains quite low.
So instead of the population explosion that was feared at the time of the 1994 population conference in Cairo, the talk now is of a baby bust, a population implosion, and birth dearth. Some call that the view of the worriers.
I think they're really saying, we're not going to have enough people who are like me.
Martha Fonsworth Ritchie, a former director of the United States Census Bureau, examined this issue for the World Watch Institute.
So it really is a matter of whether it's important to you that that population stays where it is. Because there is room in the world for this growing population.
Population growth is slowing, but nearly all the growth, 90% of it, is in poor countries, creating competition for limited resources, which can lead to economic and political instability, ultimately pushing young people in the South, North, in search of opportunity.
People in Europe, of course, are very concerned because boatloads of people do keep crossing the Mediterranean or trains coming in from Asia and people trying to come into their countries because they've got work.
The rich countries really can't afford to turn immigrants away. These countries, including the U.S., don't have enough people to replace their workforce or to pay into retirement and pension systems that were built on the idea of a steady supply of young people. The population imbalance is fueling globalization trends, where multinationals shift employment to where the workers are. So Martha Farnsworth Ritchie thinks people worry far too much about things that have a way of taking care of themselves.
My own view is that the world can support as many children as people want to have. But there's no reason people should have more children than they want to have.
If every child in the world was a wanted child, Herman Daly agrees, there would be no population problem. He's an economist at the University of Maryland. He thinks the ecology is straining to support the 6.3 billion people that are already here. And he says Ritchie's notion of moving them about impractical at best.
You're going to have to take a whole lot of people without land or resources and give them land and resources, and you're going to get it by taking it away from other people, other countries that have it. So, you know, that implies one large total redistribution of property and wealth, something which usually causes bloody revolutions. So I think it's a little naive just to say, oh, you know, there's enough.
The population would continue to grow, he says, leaving the problem to future generations to solve. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.